cool science in action. During this field trip, you will be following scientists as they collect samples of sea ice microbes and how much of a food source they are for fish, penguins and seals. Stephen Wing from Otago University in Dunedin will be leading a group of scientists and graduate students who will be working in Antarctica to find out more about sea ice microbial communities, Simcoe, and how much they add to the marine food web in terms of food, energy. The aim of this project is to find out if plants living on sea ice are needed for food by animals living in or near the sea. Then work will be done to see if this food is important to fish, which penguins and seals rely on. Method: to find out how sea ice microbes fit into the Antarctic food web, scientists need to be able to trace how much of this plant life is eaten by different animals, and how much of their energy comes from these plants. Scientists are also interested in how this changes as the amount of sea ice changes. Using chemistry, scientists need to show what happens to the plant life growing in sea ice. Using chemistry, scientists can measure the amount of a special kind of carbon, carbon-13 atoms. These atoms only show up in plants growing on sea ice. This carbon can then be followed or tracked to see how much ends up as food for animals such as fish, penguins, and seals. What will the scientists do in Antarctica? Number 1. Measure the amount of carbon-13 in Simcoe. Number 2. Measure the amount of carbon-13 in different animals, from small invertebrates through to fish, penguins and seals, along a line, transect, from permanent sea ice to open sea. Past research shows that Simcoe, the sea ice microbial community, is an important source of food for animals living below the sea ice in McMurdo Sound in Antarctica. The 2014 scientists will be looking at the marine food web under the sea ice. They will use chemistry to track the amount of energy, food, that comes from sea ice microbial communities through to larger animals like penguins and seals. You will be following scientists as they collect and record samples, gather data by diving, taking photographs, fishing, visiting penguin colonies and seal haulouts. This project is important because it will help us to understand how the amount of sea ice affects the amount of food available for animals feeding below the sea ice. It will help explain the role of sea ice in Antarctic food webs and how animals may be affected if there is less sea ice due to climate change. What challenges do you think these scientists will face? What factors do you think will affect the accuracy of the data they collect?